The reading is the 23rd Psalm, which those who can't recite it in your hearts can be found on page 555 in the Bible. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Let's just pray before we have a look at this. Lord Jesus, we thank you for today. We thank you that we can come here freely to worship you, look at your word, and we want you to bless us now as we look at your scripture. Help us, Lord, to focus on you. Let your spirit touch our hearts and minds. Keep us open to what you have to say to us. Help us to listen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This psalm is more than famous, of course. It's a psalm which, if I'm not sleeping too well in the night time, I'll lie there thinking, what can I do to take my mind off what's on my mind? And usually this psalm comes to mind, and I start to say it. Funnily enough, I can usually only remember the first four verses, and I struggle there thinking, well, what's the rest? I can't remember it. So I end up looking it up, which that wakes me up even more. But I'm sure all of you at some point have looked at this psalm in different ways. I know we used to sing a different tune to this song than we do nowadays, and we've had it at funerals, we've had it in other places. At funerals because of verse 4. But it's interesting that in the previous psalm, David asks God, why have you forsaken me? And yet here David extols the virtues of God and how much he's done for David. So let's just unpack these verses that we know so well and have been used for many generations of Christians. Firstly, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Many of David's psalms are full of complaints, but this particular psalm is full of comforts and the expressions of delight in God's great goodness and our dependence upon him. David here claims relationship to God as his shepherd. He recounts his experience of the kind things God has done for him as his shepherd. He doesn't want for anything, that he needed to fear no evil, and that God would never leave or forsake him. And therefore, in turn, David resolves never to leave nor forsake God in his duty. God takes care of believers. He is their shepherd, and they may call him so. Time was when David himself was a shepherd. He was taken from following the sheep and their lambs, and so he knew by experience the cares and the tender affections of a good shepherd towards his flock. He remembered what need they had of a shepherd and what a kindness it was to them to have one that was skillful and faithful. He once ventured his life to rescue a lamb. By this, therefore, he illustrates God's care of his people, and to this Jesus, our Saviour, seems to refer when he says, I am the shepherd of the sheep, the good shepherd, as he says in John 10. He is that shepherd of Israel, of the whole church, even St. Mary's. Verses 2 to 3, he says, he makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along right paths for his name's sake. So we see our happiness, don't we, as being saints? Or do we see our happiness? Are we happy as saints of Christ? Or are we constantly saying, what on earth is going on, Lord, in my life, in lives of others? Where is that happiness? The joy of the Holy Spirit, sometimes we say. And this is where this psalm is good. The happiness that we desire as the sheep of God's pasture, where God is. We want to walk where God is. They are well placed. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. We have the support and comfort of this life from God's good hand, our daily bread from him as our Father. God's provisions are the green pastures in which food is provided for all us believers. The Word of God, what we're looking at now, is the nourishment of this new person who's come to know Christ. It's all sorts of things, the Word of God. It's milk for babies, it's pasture for sheep, it's never barren. The Word is never bare, it's never parched, but always a green pasture for faith to feed in. And God, it says, God makes his saints to lie down. He gives them contentment in their own minds. Whatever our lot is, our souls can live at ease in him, and that makes every pasture green. Are we blessed with those green pastures? Are we walking in that place? Let us not think it enough just to pass through them, but it says, let us lie down in them. Let's dwell in those pastures where God is, because this will be our rest forever. It is by a consistency of God's grace that our soul is fed. We are well guided, we are well led. The shepherd of Israel guides Joseph like a flock, and every believer is under the same guidance. He leads me beside the still waters. Those that feed on God's goodness must follow his direction. He leads them by his provision, by his word, and more importantly for us, by his Holy Spirit. God provides for his people not only food and rest, but refreshment also, and pleasure. The consolations of God, the joys of the Holy Spirit, are these still waters by which we are led. Streams which flow from the fountain of living waters and through which God our shepherd leads us. Verse 4, on its own. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. Having had such experiences of God's goodness in all my days, many times when I've been in trouble and when I've had good times, I'll never distrust him because all he has done for me before this was not for anything I'd actually done, but purely because he loved me. By pursuing his word in performance of his promise to me and for the glory of his own attributes and relationships to his people, namely us sitting here, that name, the name of Jesus, therefore shall be my strong tower, and assure me that he who has led me and fed me all my life long will not leave me. Death, God bless you. Death indeed is before all of us. But David talks here about the shadow. The King James Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Thy rod and staff, they comfort me. And we've heard about the rod and the hook and guiding the sheep. But what's interesting about the word shadow is there's no actual problem with the shadow of death. The shadow of a serpent isn't going to sting you. Nor the shadow of a sword. The shadow doesn't kill you. And it is in the valley of the shadow, deep indeed and dark. But the valleys are fruitful. And so is death itself fruitful of comforts to God's people. We're blessed because when we pass on, we are just going to walk into this valley. And dare I say, a gentle, pleasant walk. The saints take a walk to another world as cheerfully as they take their leave of this one. And it's a walk through it. They won't get lost in this valley, which is what David's saying. But the shepherd will guide safely to the heavenly spaces on the other side of it. And we will join those that have gone before. The good shepherd will not only conduct, but convoy his sheep through the valley, where they are in danger of being set upon by the enemy. He will not only convoy them, but he's going to comfort them when they most need that comfort. His presence shall comfort them. It says, "Thou art with me." His word and his spirit will comfort us. His rod and staff, alluding to the shepherd's crook, or the rod under which the sheep passed when they were counted, or the staff with which the shepherds drove away the dogs that would scatter or worry the sheep. It is a comfort to the saints when they come to die that God's going to recognize them. He knows who you are. And he will rebuke the enemy. And he will guide his people with his rod and sustain them with this staff. The gospel is called the rod of Christ's strength. And there is enough in that to comfort the saints when they come to die. And underneath them are the everlasting arms. In the times of Jesus, when shepherds came to a town where they were going to rest, they left their sheep in the care of one main shepherd. All the sheep were together within a compound that housed everybody's sheep. In the morning, the shepherds would come to collect the sheep and only had to call them, as the sheep always recognized their shepherd. And in the same way, the shepherd knew each of them also. Likewise, God knows each of us sitting here now. And I find that a great comfort to me, to know that God is on my side, on our side, whatever we're doing. And in verse 5 it says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows." And how highly God's promises come here from David. You prepare a table before me. You've provided all things for me regarding life and godliness. All things required for my body and soul, for time and eternity even, not just here. Such a great benefactor is God to all us people of his. And we all desire to speak about him as David does here. He acknowledges, David, that he had lots of food, plenty of food, a table spread, a cup filled, meat for his hunger, drink for his thirst. He had it carefully and readily provided for him by God. His table wasn't spread with anything that just came to hand, but it was prepared and prepared before him. It wasn't rationed for one person, but he had abundance. He says, "My cup runs over, enough for myself and my friends too." That he had not only for necessity, but for his delight. And anointing his head with oil, we know that Samuel anointed him king, which was a certain pledge of favor for further on. But this is rather a time of plenty, which God had blessed him already. And finally, in verse 6, it says, "Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This verse is great that it pops up at the end, because it's where we can hold on to a future of being in the house of the Lord forever. Whoever's gone before us, I firmly believe we will be meeting up with them again in that house of the Lord. And Jesus said he's gone ahead of us to prepare a place. And David gives us a prospect here of the perfection of bliss in that future state. Goodness and mercy have followed me all the days of my life on this earth. When that is ended, I shall move to a better world, to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, in our Father's house above, where there are many mansions. Going to have to be, isn't there? With us lot, there's many to come. With what I have, I am pleased. With what I hope for, I am pleased more. All this we have, and heaven too. Then we serve such a good master. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you so much for this psalm which comforts, guides, and shows us that you are there. We pray, Lord, that you will walk with us in this life, and we hold on to that hope in the future that we will be with you, Lord, as you cover us, as we walk through that valley that one day we'll all walk through. We need to have that hope burned into our souls and our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.